Welcome to Spaghetti Launchers, the world-building podcast, where we throw spaghetti at the wall, and it is up to you what sticks. I'm Kyle.
I'm Ethan. On today's episode, we will be discussing storms, tempests, maelstroms, intense weather, and meteorological activity. Kyle, what's your favorite storm?
I just want to shout out, maelstrom is such a good word.
Great word.
I love the word
maelstrom. Absolutely amazing.
My favorite storm?
Yeah.
In everything? Sure. That's hard to say.
There are different types. You got
sand
tornadoes, sandstorms,
blizzards, hurricanes. When you're talking about fantasy, it could be anything. If you're like
a storm of crows, if you're George R. R. Martin, that would just be a gigantic murder.
The
murder's coming. It's a murder.
Locusts.
A swarm. Swarm is a storm.
In Brandon Sanderson's Stormlight Archives, the eponymous storm is really cool world building. I'm not always a huge fan of Brando Sando, but that the storms in that world are fascinating in that they basically become a, you can't be outside when these storms happen. You have to go into like bunker level security because they destroy the world. But there's also all there's like stuff that is powered by the storm. So the storm replenishes them as it passes through. And I don't recall all the specific mechanics. I think he gets into them to a degree, but I've also only read the first two books because I don't like it. Because it's 1,000 pages and nothing happens until page 850. But that last 150, awesome.
Really good.
But you got to read 850 to get to it. That's always
terrifying. That makes sense.
He's a good writer. That's kind of cool. I love the idea that a storm's so intense you can't be in it. I think, like, you know, real world, the Jupiter's big red dot is fucking wild.
Yeah.
A storm that big that doesn't move, that's intense. Storms that are not water are cool. Like Venus has...
What is
full
it?
Sulfuric acid rain.
Yeah.
I had a professor in college who wrote his PhD is on Venus's weather.
On Neptune, doesn't it like rain diamond or something like that? Yeah.
Which is like, if you have like so much carbon and so much pressure, you could probably achieve that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite storm?
You don't have to look hard. I like any sort of cosmic storm, so related to the big red dot on Jupiter, but I like, there are storms in space, you know, like that can be caused by like solar winds from the sun, like that, you know, ion storms. I love all that. I love all of that. I also really like the idea in, oh God, what's it called? It's a genre of science fiction where we have figured out how to use technology to sustain the earth instead of
solar punk.
Yeah. Thank you, that's the one.
It's very upbeat and very lovely.
Yeah, it's sort of like cottagecore Ghibli with a little sci-fi.
Yeah.
And I saw there was a commercial that talked about it that used it recently. I think it was for like an insurance company, which is fucking hilarious. But they had a farmer put up two poles, generate a thunderstorm in the middle of it to water their vegetables. And I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Storms play a pretty big role in Mad Max Fury Road too. Like they are almost characters. You know, it's a great way for a planet to be a character in a story.
Because you sow the environment. And when exactly. You're in a place that's a wasteland, when there's it's a post-apocalyptic, you really get into that well. It's man versus nature.
Totally.
At that point, like Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Great example of like, it's literally just a storm.
Absolutely.
It's climate change.
Yeah.
But
that's why it's terrifying, because we have no control over it.
Yes. And you can't reason with it. You can't defeat it. You just have to protect yourself and survive. Special shout out to longtime listener Rachel for the suggestion of this week's episode. If you have a suggestion for a topic that you think we should discuss, please feel free to email it to us at spaghettilaunchers@gmail.com. Available in the show notes.
Kyle, describe your dish.
Okay, so my description is no lightning for you.
Don't be putting no fucking keys on no kites.
What is your...
Frenchman Banklin.
What is your description? Frenchman Banklin.
Frenchman Banklin. Mine is... Whatever happened to acid rain?
It's tripping balls.
Tripping balls. I want to hear about yours first, though, because mine is admittedly pretty short and pretty simple.
Okay. So my idea is, we were talking about storms that are dangerous because they add the world building character.
Right.
And that is true. If you bother to world build a storm, you should make it interesting, and it's usually going to be, you make it more dangerous. But what if you
raise the stakes?
But you do that and you say, this is an important part of this world, is they have dangerous storms, but then you find a way to fix it in the world that you are, if you got magic, you can do a lot of shit. You could also do it in sci-fi, but anyway, but in a magic world where you are able to disrupt and weaken the storms so that you don't have the destructive capabilities of it. So say every storm brings an insane amount of lightning. This is a highly electromagnetic world. There's 17 poles or some shit. You must be in Poland, but that's creating a it's creating a huge problem for there's so much lightning.
What sound does the lightning make when it hits? Krakow, Krakow.
Krakow, Krakow. My ancestors are probably happy with it.
Yeah, feel pretty good with that one.
All right, so then there's so much so much lightning in every storm, and so they're creating lots of fires. Forests were always in danger. People would be struck.
Sure,
things were not great when a storm happens. So they said, well, why don't we find a way to basically.
That would be a great slogan for the Weather Channel. The Weather Channel. Things are not great when a storm happens.
So they just go out and they lock it in. They contain the storm through magic. Imagine a wizard just goes and uses wind or something to disperse all of these clouds that have built.
Yeah.
And just several of them coming in from different angles and enclosing it. But then in the process, they still need the water, so they're going to squeeze out the water like a sponge, and it will just or they create a drip feed, I don't know, but they take that water and they put that into a river, they put that into the land, they can just throw it into the aquifers beneath the ground, or maybe they're able to just have it rain as normal. But the main thing is like you have firefighters charging in every time there's a every time there's a fire, you have lightning wizards coming in to shut down storms so they don't actually get out of hand.
Yeah.
And I think it would be more fun from a worldly perspective if they put the whole storm down, maybe it rains for a minute and then there's just a big old, drop of fucking water. Imagine somebody just drops, those above ground swimming pools.
Yeah.
Someone just drops 50 of those. And just a bunch of water just splashing out everywhere and creating like a whole pond. I kind of like that fun vibe of the only way to stop the storm is unless there's a water mage there to help manage it, which is ideally, but if there's not a water mage nearby, then it's we're just going to drop the water fast.
Yeah.
And it might be a bit of a flooding issue, and they hope they can get it into a river, but it just depends on who's available.
I love this. Yeah. I'm obsessed. I have 17
poles.
1,000 thoughts going through my head, pierogi. So I like what you're talking about. You're not seeing a storm as a storm. You're seeing it as in its discrete components, which I think is very interesting.
Yeah.
Because if you can, everyone always thinks it's this big thing. It's wind and water and electricity. And how can we separate these out to change it?
Yes.
One, have you seen Twisters yet?
No. I grew up in Tornado Alley. I do not have a fondness or a fun for I never saw Twister either.
That's fair.
Because they're reasonable. Kind of childhood scars.
Yeah, reasonable. Not going to discuss it because it spoils the whole movie. So we'll get there.
Yeah, it's too new still.
I'm thinking for you folks. Secondarily, what is not too new is in the 2009 Stardust movie, great movie, but do you remember when they meet Robert De Niro and he's got the sky pirates and they're flying around in their sky ship harvesting lightning from storms and then selling it?
Yeah.
That's a very similar type of thing.
Dope. Big fan.
Love that. That great world building there. But I think, so what you're talking, yes, you could split it up and sort of take almost a and nothing goes to waste here. Like, these are all resources. And I think I like the idea of having the group that charges into it. For me, my thought is less, let's split it up into its components, and more, let's get all these mages together and have them actually trap the storm in like a crystal.
Oh.
And the crystal then becomes a source of power.
Interesting.
That you can use for magic or for powering cities. I was just looking it up. According to according to the AI overview from Google, which is...
I kind of hate that they do that.
I have no idea. According to Wits University, never heard of that before. Could be made up by the AI. I don't trust this, but...
Our apologies to Wits University.
If it, you are it, real, good on you. Good job existing. A lightning bolt doesn't have enough energy to power a city. However, a single lightning bolt can power a small town or more than 850,000 homes for a day. That's in one lightning bolt.
Yeah.
So let's assume that that's true.
Yeah.
You capture an entire storm in a sphere, a ball. It doesn't have to be a tiny one like a Pokeball size. It could be a big room-sized one.
Yeah.
But if you could control, that's just in the lightning. Imagine, like, if you could harness, you know, we're always trying to figure out, how do we harness wind power? You know, we have hydroelectric dams. If you could harness a storm, trap it in a usable material form, you've got something there.
Cool. I like it. I'm not going to touch it anymore. I think that just works. If you want to just be like, this is just, they harness power, that's what they do.
And they just trap it in the thing.
Take the idea. Throw the wizards out. They're druids now.
Yeah, they are.
His face got so excited. It's like, yeah, they are. All right. They're druids now. And instead of trying to harness it for power, they need to return it to the earth.
Because
there is a finite amount of energy, much like Donald Trump's body, that they have to use, so they can't exercise. But they can't, like, any storm that happens, that is the energy escaping the planet. And and previously, people, like, they didn't do anything, and the earth slowly started to dwindle and die.
Oh, interesting.
And it's creating this, like, it is putting it out of harmony.
Right.
And the druids, through communication with Mother Gaia, whoever the fuck it is, have learned that they need to capture these storms and then put it in that little crystal and then go to their grove and then throw it into a hole to the center of the planet and let that get back into the system.
Like, keep the core alive.
Keep the core alive. Because that lightning bolt is powering not a city, but the planet.
The planet itself. I love it. I love it. All love. Also, if they're eco-terrorist druids, they could capture the storm and then turn it into a bomb and set it off inside a city somewhere of the wizards that are fucking up the natural order.
Yes.
That's another thing they could do with it.
Full stop. Yes, that is true. Eco-terrorist druids coming up are probably the topic we're most excited to talk about.
We've decided, for those that have been dedicated listeners, and we still have a little bit to go, but that is going to be our 100th episode special.
Yes, eco-terrorist druids. So we'll see you next year. But yeah, that's a cool idea. I think the idea of, like, putting it into the little crystal is interesting. I think that works however you want to use it. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say put back in the component parts and bring the crystals in.
Oh, yeah. So then you have a wind crystal, a water crystal, a thunder lightning crystal, something. Yeah.
And they use them separately. They all go to different sources. So the water crystal, they take that, they throw that into the rivers. They throw that into lakes. They throw that into the ground to refill the fresh water, the groundwater. They take the lightning one, and we've discussed its potential uses. They take the thunder one. They use that in war.
Yeah.
You throw a thunder crystal into a military, like, battalion, and everybody just gets knocked back and, like, kills each other with their own swords, and that's fucking dangerous. That's a very cool bomb.
Who was it? Joshua shattering the walls of Jericho with the sound of, like, beating his shields.
Yeah, yeah, you could destroy buildings with
yeah.
it for sure. That could be interesting.
Yeah,
sure. Like the wind you could also use to like, you know, use it like you just use it down at the harbor to dispel the fish smell. Like, you know, you could use simple, you could use it for simple things. Like, well,
you could use the wind crystals to funnel any storm that's brewing into a place where you can actually trap it.
Maybe, yeah. You could give it, you could sell it to sailors, mm-hmm. whenever, to speed up their ships.
Yeah.
So,
it's a great industrial revolution here, actually.
Yeah. Look for episode before or after this one, which is industrial revolutions, depending on which one I edit first.
But this would be very, very cool.
Yeah, it's yeah. I think that is really cool. Yeah, because I mean, the core is just stop the storm from actually doing its thing.
Yeah,
but don't lose the resources.
Right, and yeah. I like it. Also flips it because we spent so much even in the intro talking about how storms are something to be avoided. What was it you said? Like, this is a lot of bad stuff happens when a storm comes.
No, I didn't say the Weather Channel.
The Weather Channel said that. Excuse me. Sorry. Didn't mean to plagiarize.
Yeah.
But this turns as, oh my God, a storm is coming. Let's go. Like, this is something. This is exciting.
Yeah.
Let's chase it down. Let's.
You're tornado chasers.
Yeah.
Storm chasers and shit.
But it's, yeah. it's.
Well, it's. They are chasing it down because it will be dangerous if they don't.
Right.
They're not doing it because it's fun or because it's an opportunity. They're
well, like, it is an opportunity. Like, it's both.
It's an opportunity out of a thing.
And a responsibility.
It's a responsibility. If they don't do it, it will create a lot of havoc. It will yep. It will knock down buildings and trees and will set lots of wildfires. Because
these are superstorms.
Well, and these are unyieldy storms.
Mm-hmm.
They are Polish storms.
Dear God.
That's that idea. That's, so let's move on.
I'm so into it.
Let's move on to Acid Rain. Acid Rain was definitely, remember when, yeah, that was all over the news.
It was like, everywhere.
Acid Rain's terrible and it's
all,
and now we don't talk about it.
No, why?
It's kind of like the ozone.
Well, yeah, because we actually got together.
We addressed it.
Yep. Fixed it.
Because humanity is capable of solving crises.
We are.
The ozone was fixed.
Right. But Acid Rain never happened.
Because we did a good job.
Right.
Thanks, humanity.
So, you got one. Everybody gets one.
We got two.
We got two.
We literally just ozone. Said two examples.
Yeah, we did. I kind of lumped them together.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. Look at me devaluing scientific victories.
And
bad person.
Humanity's doing
bad person. So anyway, yeah, I remember being in first grade, second grade, reading about acid rain in books in science class and getting honestly terrified. Like being really scared about this happening and learning it all comes from it comes from pollution and the changing climate. And, you know, we've been talking about industrial revolutions in the episode either before or after this one, depending on how Kyle feels like editing it. And it occurred to me that, you know, like so many, you know, sunsets are made beautiful because of pollution from factories, right? And acid rain was caused by outpouring, right? If you were in an arcane punk world, if you were producing magical artifacts,
uh-huh.
What if the smoke or runoff into the oceans, rivers, waters of the magical byproducts of this industrialized magical production, it would start getting into the ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
And so you suddenly have, if this is a magical refinery, all of the material that you're sort of
refining
or sloughing off, all the waste product is all the chaotic magic. And it's all mixing together with all the different types and getting into the ecosystem. Wouldn't you have magical mm-hmm. storms?
Yeah.
And so my idea is very simply that is magical storms due to
runoff
from magical and from industrialized production of magical goods. But it's magic. That's the whole idea is just.
Yeah.
But from there, you could take it anywhere you wanted. Like I'm imagining you have to run, you have to get inside because every drop of rain does something different. And so it looks chaotic. You know, when it rains, it's like, oh no, we have this section of this road suddenly turned into lava, but a drop right next to it started a tree growing, and then purple fur started growing on this one guy that got caught in the rain without an umbrella, right? Like, it's just utter chaos.
Yeah.
Because it is, again, one of my favorite things, as you well know, is the inherent chaos of untapped raw magical potential. And just like...
Well, then why wouldn't they just stop it? Because my immediate thought is that's untenable for like more than 3 weeks. You know, like they'd be like, anybody who's producing it, maybe they haven't figured out the source yet, but like if your factory is causing this, you don't want it to rain on your factory. So you would do anything to be like, we have to stop this because might ruin everything.
Well, but the materials that you're making, the magic that you're making is also what enables you to power shields that keep you safe from it.
Okay. Yeah.
And I imagine that there is something about almost like a Dune, you know, vibro shield ring, whatever thing, personal force field that the rich people have to keep them safe because the benefits to them vastly outweigh.
Well, okay. So in an arcane punk system, you know, you would probably just build that shield over the whole city.
Probably. Yeah.
So you'd be like, we're all good. It's,
You could have the
wasteland outside the city walls,
right,
where it's chaos because they have pumped all this shit in the atmosphere.
Totally.
And now, yeah, it's purple fur and it's explosions.
It's like what you see in a post-apocalyptic, like, oh, this is the nuclear wasteland reaver people, right?
Yeah,
that have all been fucked by the nuclear radiation. It's just magical storms that have fucked them.
Say you get caught in the rain once and you turn into a, like, you are now
half dragon.
Well, no, I was trying to play around with like time magic.
Oh,
that now
sure.
You are like temporally misplaced where it, like, you exist in multiple realities kind of all at once, and you are like your past self and your current self,
kind of like Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, like you can fuck around with that. You can be where this person is. You know, ethereal now, this person is a half dragon, this person is massive, this person is tiny, this person is whatever, like you would
this
have
person's
to
get... fully invisible,
yeah,
or can walk through walls, like it's sort of, like, X-Men-y,
yeah, to a degree. But then it'd also be like, well, I got rained on and several drops did different things where like now I have like multiple consequences where like, oh, this one burned through my entire right arm, it's now gone, and like down my leg, but then another drop hit my arm and grew a tree branch out, but didn't grow my leg back, so I'm just kind of in a weird state, you know, like you could play around a lot with it where how many drops would do many things. It is so chaotic. It's like a fun thought experiment, but it would be really hard to incorporate into a world other than just saying, oh, out there is
the wastelands,
it's insanity,
yeah,
like it's like incomprehensible what's happening out there. We just don't even know.
Yeah.
Because you could also just simplify it and like take away the chaos and just say,
sure,
it's magic, and just make it like acid rain, except for it's
it turns people into fire giants.
Or I like the temporal thing of like it stops time.
Yeah, that's
it's,
also
it's,
great.
It's a giant time stop spell.
Or every
so if it's raining on you, you are frozen in time.
Yeah. Or if you get hit by a bolt of lightning, you are sent to another dimension. or another, right? Like it is that I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah,
it's hard.
It's very difficult. But I wanted, because I wanted that feeling of the storm. It, like, sort of the opposite of yours. It's like, this is something to be feared.
Yeah.
Like, and like, we cannot control this. But in the arcane punk, with the city shields or the personal shields going out there, right, I think there's some fun storytelling to be done there.
Okay.
But like I said, nice and little raviolo.
Why don't we move on to those little frozen lasagnas?
Ding.
What if a storm... didn't always storm. So imagine you have a storm that it's like storm clouds that just move around. It's not raining underneath them. It's not actually actively storming underneath them, but it like is like picking a spot where it will be like, this is where we will now have the storm. And then a giant lightning bolt just shoots down and hits the ground.
Is there someone controlling it?
No.
Okay.
This is just not, you get hand wave or whatever. Yeah. And it just hits the ground. And also, no questions. This is frozen lasagna.
Sorry, shit, I fucked up.
Shut the fuck up. And it, the lasagna goes in the ground. The lightning goes in the ground. the lightning goes into the ground, and it's just like this rod of lightning that is sticking out of there. It's like a spire of it.
Yeah.
And it will now start storming like crazy right in that spot and like cause a lot of destruction with like flooding and then like creating like a fire at the location.
Yeah.
But it's recharging itself basically off of whatever, and then stops immediately. Like it just stops in it like a sudden instant and then just goes again, and then it'll move until it stops, and the second it stops everyone freaks out because you have like a minute to be like
before all hell gets
get unleashed. Out of the way. Yeah. So it's like people are always watching where it's moving, and then the second that's they see cool. it, then they gotta go. So that's what I got.
Nice.
Ding.
I want a sentient storm. I don't exactly know why it's sentient or how yet, but I want Moby Dick, but it's instead of a whale, it's some dude trying to hunt down a hurricane. Like I want it. I want it. I want that.
I want it too. That's it.
What stuck for you, Kyle?
I think it's the crystals of the storm, of the different components of the storm.
Yeah, the wind and, crystal, the and, lightning crystal.
And I like
yeah.
the way that we can utilize those. Like it doesn't really matter which way, but just the shrinking down the power of the storm and then the various component parts, I think works really well. Because I like the druid one.
Yeah.
I like the idea of using it for like mundane purposes, like a ship, using it to go faster. I like the idea of using it for war. I think there's just a lot of cool stuff you can do with those various things. Like you can just stockpile water in case there's a drought, you know, like it's,
oh, that's great.
Yeah. There's some good stuff in there.
You could terraform with that. Yeah. You could create an oasis. I hadn't even thought of that, but yeah you could.
Yeah. So that's stuck for me. What's stuck for you?
That. All right. I mean, honestly, I think it's just, I like the idea of the magical chaos rain. I actually do, now that we're talking about it, like the personal magic shields, like from rings or devices in the arcane punk world. I think that's fun. I love a shielded city. I love all of that, but I think that's great setting, but I think the crystals there's more there. There's much more there.
Yeah. Cool. So. Well, that's what's up for us. Let us know what stuck for you. Emails in the show notes.
Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Stay dry.
Don't get caught in the storm. Bad things happen when there's a storm.
Thank you, Weather Channel.